What's the name of that one? God rest ye merry gentlemen. Well, they sure made that their own. Okay, so what has the research turned up with regards to preventing children from making mistakes? How does it impact their lives? You're going to find this interesting, I do believe. Check this out. They have higher rates of mental health issues. Higher rates of mental health issues. A 2014 study from the University of Mary Washington in Virginia found that college students with what they call helicopter parents, the helicopter parents are the ones who try to prevent the mistakes from occurring in the lives of their children. Helicopter parents. And the college students with the helicopter parents were more likely to be depressed and less satisfied with their lives. More likely to be depressed, not just occasionally sad. Depression, put in a, I guess, a simple way, is just ongoing, deep-seated sadness. Ongoing, it's chronic, it's there with you. And college students with helicopter parents were more likely to be depressed and less satisfied with their lives. Here's the second thing, a second finding. There was an increased likelihood of being prescribed psychiatric medication. A 2011 study conducted by researchers at a different school now, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, found that college students whose parents hovered were more likely to take medication for anxiety and depression and more likely to recreationally consume pain pills. Now think about the irony of this. The parents are trying to avoid, they're trying to help their children avoid pain, and they're actually causing their children pain, deep pain. Think about this now, parents, parents-to-be, those of you who maybe you're not pregnant and maybe you're not even married yet, but you're thinking about getting married at some point in time and you want to have children and you want to take good care of them. Keep this in mind. Too much of anything. Here's another deal. This is another finding with regards to hovering parents, helicopter parents, parents who just went to the extreme in taking care of the children. The children had lower executive function capabilities. Another college, a 2014 study from the University of Colorado, discovered that people who are raised in highly structured environments, excessively structured environments, with fewer opportunities for free time, lack the skills necessary to manage themselves and their resources in a way that will help them reach their goals. They lack mental control and they lack self-regulation skills. They lack self-regulation skills. And you can see why, right? Because if the parents train the children up, making the children's decisions for the children, how often do the children get an opportunity to practice regulating themselves, managing themselves? They lack mental control. How do you exercise self-control if you lack mental control? And they lack self-regulation skills. From another school. Now, this is the fourth point, and this is from a fourth school. And so I mention it because I want you to be aware of the fact that we're not talking about negative findings of helicopter parents and the way they impact their lives from one school, and something was going on at this one school, and some kind of way they got the studies wrong. These are various issues, somewhat related, true enough, but various issues from different schools, mostly at different times. The University of Mary Washington in Virginia was a 2014 study. The University of Colorado study was a 2014 study. The University of Tennessee at Chattanooga study was a 2011 study. And I'm getting ready to share one with you now from Florida State University that was a 2016 study that found that emerging adults with helicopter parents, now these are young people who are becoming adults, and these young people have helicopter parents. These emerging adults with helicopter parents were more likely to have physical health problems. That's most likely because they lack the skills to take care of their health issues on their own. If the parents aren't there telling them what to eat, how to exercise, and when to go to sleep, they may struggle to care for their bodies, even in just the basic ways. So here we have issues with that have to do with physical health, mental health, emotional health. It could even have to do with just social skills in general, that these young people, these people can find themselves struggling with simply because their parents did too much in caring for the children, so much that they would not allow the children to learn how to care for themselves. Trying to prevent mistakes from occurring. Don't want to go too far with that. I'll be right back.